Susan's grandfather was in the, it was the laboratory part of it. And he did a lot of work during the flu epidemic, and he was in Washington working on his commission.
He wanted to go in the Army.
During the First World War. And he said they did a lot of flu work in the laboratory. And he went overseas with that department, took a lot of laboratory equipment and everything with him. But the war was over just before he sailed. So he said he never did do anything that he was trained for. Stayed over there about 7 months. Went from one hospital to another hospital and finally got transferred to University of Paris. No, Sorbonne. And he went there one term, I think. And then he decided he was wasting his time and the government's money, and he got one of his
laboratory
top officer friends to put in a bid for him to come home, and he got his discharge.
Working on the
See, do you know anything about your own, about Mr. S's parents, or where his ancestry goes back to?
Well, most of them were from right around Georgia. I know his grandfather was there for quite a while. And his father was there. His father was a... We handled peaches when they shipped peaches.
Right.
And he would go to New York with the shipment and see that it went through all right. And they didn't throw out a lot of them and say they were spoiled like they do sometimes. Now his grandfather was there. He's got deeds from way back. I think his grandfather must have at one time or another owned most of the property around Macon, because he's got boxes full of deeds. Of course, it was sold later on. But the property that the old Fort Hawkins there is on was part of his grandfather's property. I went with him once while we were living there to take a note back and came down here. And we went back up there and he took one of the old deeds to the Okmulgee Museum. The Okmulgee Museum is but the Creek Indians. And he took it to the museum and told them he'd like to have them have it if they would take care of it and preserve it. We don't know what became of it. We didn't see it when we went back another time. Now they've made a museum at Fort Hawkins, and that's where it should be, because that was the property it was about. So his family goes way back, several generations there, around Macon.
Do you know what his parents' names were, by any chance?
I hope to. His mother's name was what did they call her? I always called her mother. I knew her too. I've heard him speak their children's name for grandmother.
What name of it?
Millie, I guess they called her Millie. That wasn't her name. It wasn't Millie, but it was something else. But they called her Millie. She was Millie. And his father was Ben. My husband's name is Ben. And there's a little interesting tale about that. I must tell you that.